You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, talk about changing the world. Actually, every time my friend Mark Skelton and I get together, we always change each other's world. And so back in the day when we were working on Life Changes with Filippo together, Mark would say, hey, Filippo, let's have this guest or that guest. And I'd say, no, I'm not ready to have that conversation. He'd say, perfect. They'll be on Monday night. And sure enough, I would have to like go scramble through my whole life and try and figure out how could I have this conversation. Well, yet again, Mark Skelton has a show coming up that he's producing, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And then he said, Filippo, let's have this conversation on your show. And I said, you know, it's great. However, in order to do that, we have to have Il Maestro on. And Il Maestro is none other than Gary Katona. I've known of Gary Katona for so many years. A handful of my friends have studied with him. And also, all the A-list singers have studied with him. And so the thing is that as we were getting closer to show date, I started thinking about me. Back in the day when I was wanting to become a singer and struggling to be a singer and going to different life coaches, et cetera, and I started to, all this stuff started to come up that I hadn't thought about in years. And I thought, thanks, Mark. Thanks a lot. Like, I really needed to think of this. And all the hard, difficult stuff started to come up. And I actually had this thought. I thought, God, maybe I wish I hadn't had the desire to be a singer. And it's crazy because being a singer was all I ever wanted to be. And I worked so hard and was able to sing in front of thousands of people and the President of the United States. And I made 2 records or CDs and I got a bunch of awards. I never got to where I thought I was supposed to be. And yet in that journey, I grew in ways that I never thought I'd grow. That maybe had I achieved the kind of success I wanted, maybe I would not have grown. And it's interesting, as I was studying about Gary Katona, I learned that Gary wanted to be a singer at one point as well too. And that in his desire, and coming from an understanding of and a study of philosophy, he was looking for how to solve problems that singers were having, that he was having. And when he discovered how to solve the problems and how basically to change people's lives, then he found his life's path. And it's interesting how Mark LeJour has been calling me the master of change. And I thought, why do I deserve that title? Interestingly, I didn't stop singing, but I put my focus on life-changing programming when I discovered that all the issues and the problems that I had were so many of the same ones as so many people had, and I had this desire to not only help myself, but once having done so, help other people with their issues and their life changes. And interestingly, how these paths have now crossed right here on this show, as together, Gary's desire to help himself and people with vocal issues, my desire to help people, myself as well, with life changes, have come together on this show when I have the pleasure of interviewing our guest, Gary Katona. I'm going to tell you a lot more about him when we come back. And we have a special guest with us. She's a surprise guest. She is a protege of Gary Katona. You'll learn about her when we come back on Life Changes with Filippo right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and I have the distinct pleasure of introducing our guest. Our guest tonight is the star of an upcoming show, The Maestro Presents The Ultimate Diva. The maestro is, of course, Gary Katona himself, and he is no stranger to divas and stars. In fact, Gary was the voice coach for Whitney Houston for the last 7 years of her life prior to her passing. He has also been the voice coach to a who's who of singers, including Andrea Bocelli, Gloria Estefan, Usher, Robin Thicke, Babyface, Tony Bennett, Shakira. As if you're noticing, this spans the gamut and the different vocal styles. Lenny Kravitz, Michael McDonald, I should also say, of many people who have lost their voice as well through surgery or through cancer and all that, and has helped their voice come back. Pharrell Williams and the Backstreet Boys. I could go on and on. Seal and Boys to Men. I'd like to go on and on. It's actually pretty fun. Andy Williams and Liza Minnelli. How can you stand it? Gary Katona is with us today. Welcome, Gary, to the show.
Thank you. Nice being here. Thanks, Filippo.
It's really good to have you. You know, how do you like being yourself, knowing that you help all these wonderful people?
I like it. It's a funny thing, you know, you have dreams when you're young, and you think if ever arrived to that point, you'd be thoroughly fulfilled. And you can't imagine, you know, living a dream. And what I've been able to do is have certain goals for myself and been able to achieve them. It's been remarkable. And you wonder how that ever happened. I mean, when you mention all those names, I say, you know, I did teach those people. How did that happen? It's sort of a mystery in a certain sense, but it's been quite a journey.
You know, having listened to you on different interviews and read about you, I like how you talk about your progression of your life and your story. And it all sounds pretty grounded, like, I wanted this to happen, but that didn't happen. And then this happened. And it all seems like, and I'm good. And I'm good with it. And are you?
Yeah, you know, when I was a young boy, I had two passions, becoming a singer and philosophy.
And philosophy.
I just, for some reason, I posed these difficult questions to my parents and my friends, and they said, Gary, why are you asking what the meaning of life is at 7 years old? I said, I don't know, but I want to know what's it about.
Were you the why kid? Why?
Why? And, you know, these two parts of my life have basically defined my existence. And what happened with singing is I pursued my life as a singer, I came upon roadblock after roadblock with teachers who couldn't show me what to do. So then it became a philosophical problem for me. It was my chance to unite into music philosophy. How do people sing? What's the best way to develop a voice? What's the best way to develop my own voice? So I put that sort of took me along the journey, and here we are today.
Well, that explains, talk about philosophy, that explains why in one interview I heard somebody ask you, who's your favorite singer? And you said, well, define favorite. Like, there are three parts to being a singer. Actually, it'd be great for you to get into that. Like,
Yes, you know, people, when you think about it, what is a singer? You know, what really makes up a great singer? And my idea is to pose three very specific questions, and it'll answer that question for you. Consider anybody, any singer that you like, and you say, first of all, how's the person as a vocalist?
Right.
Does the person sing on pitch? Is his technique good? Does he sing the high notes, the low notes? How is he on being a vocalist? Secondly, how's the person's voice? What's distinctive about that sound?
Yes.
Does it stick out? Does it blend in? Does it stick out? And thirdly, how's the person as a singer? That means, can the person make you feel when he's singing or when he or she is singing? And there's certain people, for example, who have a really great vocalist, but the voices aren't very good. Mm. And they end up being background singers or jingle singers. There's certain people that they're not very good vocalists. They're not having very good voices, but they're good singers. They can make you feel what they're singing about. So anybody you want to consider, ask those three questions. How's the person as a vocalist, as a singer, as a voice, and as a singer? And how you answer that question will tell you how that person is in terms of being an artist.
I like that because absolutely. And then how they... Because so many people just use the blanket, oh, they're such a good singer.
That's right.
Right?
Exactly.
What do you mean by that?
You know, what's the hallmark of a great singer? You know who it is in a few seconds, right? Mm. Whether it's Frank Sinatra, Barbara Streisand, Liza Minnelli, whether it's Whitney Houston, you know who they are.
Right.
That's number one. Is the voice recognizable?
Right.
Does the person make you feel? And is the person a good musician? But the most important thing I think is being identifiable.
Yeah.
You could be a horrible vocalist and being a mediocre singer, but if you have a distinctive voice, it affects people.
You know, one of the things that I like is this idea of you're not just a voice coach to the star, you're a voice coach to the world.
Indeed. You know, I feel,
what does that mean to you?
Well, I feel an obligation to, if you understood the world of voice in terms of how misguided the world is and how many teachers are teaching the wrong processes and hurting, and there's so many really talented singers they're not really getting their proper due because they're being trained so badly. One of my goals is to pass on to the world what I've learned. I want to teach the whole world to do what I do. And I promise you, if that happens, there'll be a renaissance of great singers.
It'll be a better world.
Well, let's face it. What's better than a great singer?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you talk about is singing being not only universal, but unifying.
What's interesting about singing is that everybody has a voice. So we all share that legacy, but each voice is different. Mm-hmm. So you have both worlds. You have this unity of this harmony, but you also have this individuality. Mm. So imagine the whole world having great voices. Mm. That means they're great in terms of they integrate with each other, but also in distinctive sounds, which is, to me, that's the meaning of it all, is finding your individuality within everything else.
You and I both grew up with, quote unquote, the greats, as in the operatic world, but having grown up Italian-American,
yes,
and our parents listening to whom?
Right. Caruso.
Caruso.
Number one.
Mario Lanza.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. So
those two primarily.
Right. And, well, in my case, Beniamino Gigli, and, the list goes on as well. If, in my house, interestingly enough, my father was an opera singer as well, though he didn't end up doing it professionally in the end. It's interesting, when I wanted to be a professional singer, that's not the road he thought I should take. However, whenever it came to singing for the church, I'd say, oh, my voice is not good enough. I'd be a smartass. My voice is not good enough to sing for the world, but I can sing for God. He said, that's different. Everybody should sing for God. And as I was reading about you and learning about you, and I thought, this is Gary. This is my dad coming through Gary, or Gary coming through my dad. Everybody should sing, period.
It's what can you say? The singing is music, and there's no greater instrument than the voice. And you are the voice. Think about that. If you play the guitar, you're playing a guitar.
Right.
If you're playing the piano, you're playing the piano. But when you're singing, you're playing yourself. You're your own instrument. How more authentic can you get? Put that together with the power of music. I mean, there's nothing compares to it.
Well, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about how we get to play ourselves, or how you help people play themselves as an instrument, as what you do all day, every day, actually, with all of your clients. We'll be right back right after this with our guest, Gary Katona.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, this is Filippo. We're back with our guest, Gary Katona, and we're talking about singing.
Singing, of all things.
Of all things, imagine.
Two Italians.
Sitting here talking about singing.
Forget about it.
And ironically, the Italians that I grew up with used to sing. We used to talk about all the people's problems that they had. Oh, he can't sing. He this. He can't sing. See that. What is the biggest problem people have as singers?
Well, the biggest problem they have is they're being fed. They're brainwashed into thinking certain ideas about what they do that actually hurts them.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Well, if you have a great voice by nature and you decide to study voice, you're basically, your great voice is slowly but surely eroded away because they teach you techniques that undermine the whole nature of the voice. Mm. I like to tell people of thinking of singing like a sport, right? When you sing, you're playing a sport. What's a sport? It's singing. Mm. What muscles are you using? The muscles you're using are in your throat. So if you're training to become a singer, what you should be doing is training the muscles that control your voice. They don't do that. Traditionally speaking, you hear about breathing, talk, singing from the diaphragm, and most pernicious, the most evil thing of all is singing the mask, which is supposedly where your voice gets resonance in the nasal cavities. Mm-hmm. I spent many years with those kind of teachers trying to develop my own voice, and it was a disaster. And not just for me. People who go through that route many times lose the gift that they were given by nature.
I think we had the same teachers.
Yeah, all of us have. Yeah. And it's amazing to think that the art of singing has been around for centuries. And they still promote these ideas that are injurious. And that's one reason why I'm obsessed with finally getting the truth out about this.
Hmm. You have based a whole program, and actually many people's careers have been based on this program of yours.
Yes.
What are a couple of the foundations? We don't have to actually go through the exercises or anything like that, but obviously dispelling some of the myths is a good place to start.
Yeah.
But where
you
else?
Know, I think a big myth is that the voice is delicate. If you study voice, you're told, oh, don't push, you know, sing from down here in the diaphragm, but don't push your throat. When in reality, the vocal muscles are fatigue resistant endurance muscles. They should be pushed. They need to be pushed. If you work out at the gym, what do you do? What kind of exercise
you
do you do?
Push your muscles.
What happens to the muscles?
Yeah, they get fatigued.
You overload the muscles. It's called overloading. The same principle applies to the vocal muscles. Mm. You overload the muscles by using certain vowel sounds. If I go, you're flexing a muscle. Mm-hmm. So use those kind of sounds in a scale that systematically exercises the muscles of your voice.
Okay.
How's that sound?
It sounds great. You know,
and the results are fast and they're dramatic. Fast and dramatic.
You know, you're asking me how that sounds. Let's listen to Pharrell. Let's listen to Gino Vannelli. Let's listen to, you know, right? And Liza Minnelli actually says that she didn't have a voice. She lost her voice and you have to find it.
It's interesting. I mean, this process that I've developed applies also to people who have problematic speaking voices. I mean, hard. You know, there are people in this world who can't talk because they have their vocal mechanism is malfunctioning, and they're not getting any help. Why? Because the same techniques that singers teachers are using, they're using in voice therapy, the same misguided concepts. Mm. So I've had a lot of success with building people's speaking voices back. My first famous student was Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
Yes, it was 1984. He was suffering from vocal problems due to Parkinson's syndrome. Which weakens the throat. Mm. I built his voice back to where he can talk with three or four times the volume, even though it's a neurological condition. So it just goes to show how effective this process can be.
Wow. As an athlete, I bet he really connected with what you're...
Immediately. And he also has a good ear. Mm. Muhammad would have had a pretty good ear. He never sang on pitch.
Wow.
He could have had a career.
he could have been sitting here. You know, I have to laugh also because... I can tell you're doing your life's work because you get so passionate and your hands start to go and your eyes get intense and you're all here.
Well, I feel this close, Filippo, this close to achieving what I'm trying to achieve. So I really feel it. I really feel it.
Yeah. Well, you have put your passion into a show called The Maestro Presents The Ultimate Diva.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
What is a diva?
A diva. Probably the same three distinctions that you had before for the singer.
Yes. You know, what I'm doing is I'm using the show as a way to get my ideas out into the world. And what turns people on? Divas. But what we're going to do is teach people what a real diva is. We have this misconception that being a diva means being spoiled and bratty and impatient and miserable. I'm going to teach people in the course of this show what it means to be a diva. I'm going to have 10 girls that are very talented singers from all over the world, and I will teach them week after week the characteristics of being gifted, charismatic, powerful personalities, spiritual, integrity.
Wow.
And being a perfectionist.
Wow.
Right? There's nothing wrong with being a perfectionist, even though it sometimes causes misery in the people around you, but that's the way a diva has to live. It has to live to the highest principles possible.
Wow.
So that's the goal of the show is to find girls and create divas, and then after that we're going to the ultimate divo. We're going to the men.
Are we going to the men?
You could try out yourself if you'd like.
Okay, let's do. We'll talk.
And we're going to continue this process and just fill the world with divos and divas.
Wow, this is exciting. Actually, I didn't know those finer aspects, and I was kidding when you said what is a diva, and I said probably those three distinctions that you had.
It's part of it, for sure.
It's just part of it, but you actually listed like seven distinctions.
Oh, there are many of them.
And there are more.
Think about this. Diva is an Italian word. Mm-hmm. You're Italian. You understand this. You know what it comes from, right? What this diva means divine.
Right.
So a goddess. A diva is a sort of a goddess that's able to transform people by singing to them.
Gary, this is great because you're right. Most people think she's being a diva.
Right.
And it means something entirely different than what you just described.
When you hear Whitney Houston sing at her best and you see her on stage, you're overwhelmed by her presence. This is she's the manifestation of a diva.
Yeah.
At her best, you're seeing the living. Why do you think she has the effect she has on people? Mm. Who else has that effect anymore? Can you think of anybody? I can't think of anybody. Because she had that light, that spark, that energy, that force that real divas possess.
Mm. So these 10 singers are going to be from all over the world, and
yes.
and they're going to be already singers, or they're going to be famous in other
yes.
areas.
I want them to be already famous because I want their fan base.
Okay,
I want everybody to be tuning in. I want the whole world to watch this, a spectacle of the creation of greatness.
Well, I don't know if we can say this or not, but I know that you've signed up with a distribution company that's going to put you all over the world anyway. So everybody will be tuning in as it is. So
beautiful.
More power to you, actually. And you are, these other elements, are you going to be teaching all of that? Or?
Well, I'll have people who work with me, mm-hmm. maybe a choreographer. I may have some of my celebrity students walk in and give a course on stage presence and you know, different aspects of, I'm going to create the well-rounded diva.
The well-rounded diva. This is...
And a person of inspiration and passion.
This is exciting. This is very exciting.
It's a dream. It's a fantasy.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think that night when we were at Earth Cafe.
Yes.
And we were
at... Earth Cafe. The best coffee, the best desserts, the best in the world. Don't ever forget that.
I was there. Right. that's why I was there. Yes. And also to meet Mark and to meet you, obviously. Mm. I have to say that speaking of divas, and you'll have no trouble, of course, attracting 10. I think the trouble will be is how to keep them down to 10. We spent, what, an hour and a half together, and all the women that kept coming by, I don't know what it is about you, but it's just like, what is this?
Well,
of course, Mark and I were both there, so who knows?
That's really what it was. I was merely taking the scraps.
Right. So, yeah, you attract people to you from all walks of life. There's something about you that you
People are attracted to authenticity, and people want to find a meaning to their lives. And when you combine passion with beauty, which is what singing is, it's very powerful. What can you say?
Really good. And singing-wise, though, it started with Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine discovered me, believe it or not. That's a long story. But she became she came for a lesson through a very bizarre sequence of events. She came to my little one-bedroom apartment in Hollywood, and within 5 minutes she said, "This is it. You're coming on tour with me. Here we go." I said, "Okay." So my story is a fabled Hollywood story. It really is the rags to riches story. But in this case, it was for the good, and that's what's good about the show. It's going to do good. It's going to do good for the world. It's not just lowest common denominator, you know, appealing to people's lowest, interest. I want to elevate the discourse.
Wow.
Music has been degraded for a whole variety of reasons, and so have singers. I want to return this art form to where it belongs.
Gary, my hat's off to you.
Thank you.
I'm excited to hear that. And when we come back, we're going to hear a surprise.
Yes.
Tell me, share with us the surprise.
Well, I have a student that I've been teaching. She's 15 now. I've been with her since she was 8 years old.
8 years old.
Which explodes another myth that you could be too young to study voice.
Right.
I've had her since she was 8 years old, which is a little girl, this big. Now,
this
she's,
big.
Now she's up here like this.
Wow.
With this remarkable voice, and you'll hear Golda Berkman sing for you.
Well, that's going to be really exciting. What is she going to sing?
Il bacio.
Il bacio, the bacio, kiss.
The kiss, right.
And just share some of the things that you're working with her. That it's, I'm assuming this is part of what you work with other people.
Yeah, you know,
as well.
With Golda, I'm really trying to create a different kind of voice, a voice that can do everything. Soprano sfogato. You know this expression?
No.
Yes. It means out of control voice. Literally,
wow!
It's a voice that has the characteristics of both a mezzo soprano and a high soprano. So Maria Callas, for example, what was that?
Really?
She sang Carmen. She could sing, you know, the bel canto operas by Donizetti and all. But so this is what I'm trying to create with her is this kind of voice that can do everything.
You know, one of the things that I was really impressed with, I actually just heard her sing just for a moment while we were testing, and this big operatic voice came out, although the conversations we were having before the show weren't the affected opera singer voice, which a lot of people put on, "I'm an opera singer."
See, it's interesting because most singers today are pretending to be singers. They're imitating singers. They're not really singers. It's an interesting concept. Most opera singers are pretending to be opera singers, and they sound as though they're faking it. That's why it's not believable. Mm. Why is Luciano so appealing? Right, because when he sings, he doesn't sound like he's faking it. Mm. He sounds like a real voice coming at you, as opposed to these others that have all this bravado and all this. Right.
It's an affectation.
Of course,
maybe it was something of the past. So this is new or now.
I think that authentic singing is authentic. What people's always wanted, and they're about to get it again.
Well, we're about to hear it actually in just a couple of minutes. So when we come back, you will be hearing the voice of Golda Berkman singing Il Bacio, Gary Katona's student. And you can learn more about Gary at his website, garycatona.com, spelled just as it sounds, GaryCatona.com. And of course, if you are as excited as I am about the show, Il Maestro Presents the Ultimate Diva, go to Maestro.
TheMaestroPresents.com.
Maestro. TheMaestroPresents.com.
Yes.
Oh, okay. TheMaestroPresents.com. And for those of you who don't know, Maestro is spelled M-A-E-S-T-R-O. TheMaestroPresents.com. We'll be back.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast.
As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Sulle la pro, se potessi dolce un bacio ti darei. I dolce un bacio ti darei, tutte, tutte ti darei le dolcezze dell'amor, a tutte le dolcezze dell'amor, sempre, sempre si sa, sempre si sa. Ti do presso mille gaudi, ti direi, mille gaudi, ti direi, ed i palpi tu direi, che rispondono al mio cor, ed i palpi tu direi, che rispondono al mio cor. Geme e per lei non esito, non son vagatro affetto. Un tuo sguardo il mio diletto, un tuo bacio, un tuo bacio il mio tesor. Il mio tesor, vieni, vien più non t'adori, vieni, vien, ya, vieni a me, vien da presso, vieni a me. Please. le sulle labbra, sulle labbra. Se potessi dolce ambaccio ti direi dolce ambaccio ti torrei.
I didn't expect that. Any of that, actually.
Now, Golda, you should have done this.
Yes, I should have held the note longer. It was a little longer.
This maybe is a little longer.
Wow. Thank you so much for doing that. You know, I have to commend you. First of all, let me mention your name, Golda Berkman. And that is a name that we will have to remember because we'll be hearing it more and more often. Doing it in this room, which is a dead sound room, so you can't really hear yourself. So without headphones, and you did it without music and all that, as if the elements aren't hard enough to do. You did it all.
Thank
you. So more power to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what are some of the things that you're learning in preparation for what you have learned so far and what you're learning right now?
Well, definitely Gary's muscle building technique is helping me be able to sing those notes and have more stability when I sing, because like you said, it's like working out your throat muscles. So it helps me be able to hold those notes. And I'm working on acting, because acting, you obviously intrigues the audience. And also I'm working on having more better stage presence, like giving my all 100% every time, because 110%, because if you don't give your best, then no one else would really appreciate what you do.
You know, I have to say that, are you sure you're working on acting or you have it down? Because I was watching you saying, wow, and I forgot to mention that. And she's acting too for us in the studio. Thank you.
Thank you.
So does it help you with being able to express what you're singing?
Yes, definitely. Because when I learn the lyrics and I have the translation of the lyrics, I get to relate it to my life in what I do. And it's actually really strange to see, because opera was created in the early 20th century, late 19th century. Mm-hmm. And the lyrics are so relevant to modern day life. So it really...
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. And if you're able to make it relevant today, then more power to you.
Yeah. You know, I really want to help the whole world appreciate opera as a beautiful art form and share my gift with the world. So...
Wow. Did this start at 8 years old, this desire?
This started ever since I was in kindergarten. You know, I've always been growing up listening to great music, great opera, and I've always wanted to be a singer, and I always, well, not just any singer, a happy singer, a very spontaneous person. But,
wow, that's saying a lot.
And I wanted to, you know, just share what I love, and I loved singing. So I felt like if you share what you love, like what Gary does and what you do and what everyone does, then you have a perfect match for your life and you're just set.
Unfortunately, not what everyone does. And that's exactly what, you know, Gary's teaching is to help people find what they love and to do it. You found what you love and you're doing it, and to find it at such a young age. And speaking of finding, how did you find Gary?
Well, you know, Gary has been longtime friends with my parents, and my parents at first were thinking, because Gary always talks about his technique, and my parents were like, you know what, Golda needs a very good vocal builder, voice coach, voice builder. So how about we call up Gary and see for a try? And I remember the first time, my first lesson with Gary when I was 8 years old, he was saying there's two types of singers. There's a chorus singer in the background and there's a soloist in the front. And he said, I will decide which one of the singers you'll be from hearing you. And he said by the end of the session that I'm a soloist. And it just went
and
from
indeed
there.
Indeed you are. And you just proved it for anybody else who didn't know tonight. And actually, if you want to get to know Golda Berkman more than having just heard this, which I'm sure you will hear over and over again if you just download the show and listen and enjoy, but you'll get to learn more about her upcoming events. She does things with the LA Dream Orchestra and also with the LA Opera. So go to Facebook.com/Golda Berkman Opera. And Berkman is B-E-R-K-M-A-N. That's Golda Berkman Opera on Facebook.com. And you'll see her there. Golda Berkman, soprano will be the actual page title once you get in. And by all means, give her a like and let her know that you appreciate what she's doing. And we appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
Gary, congratulazione.
Grazie.
I had forgotten about the opera element. We've talked about this person and that person, and of course Andrea Bocelli, and so you've covered so many of the gamut. Is teaching opera any different than any other technique?
Well, it's
any other style.
Well, it's a more demanding form of training because it's highly muscular, right? So the big voice is crucial. In certain pop music, and so you don't really need a big voice. Although I always try to create a big voice in opera, it's necessary. So you have to. It's always a matter of breaking down the muscles and never allowing the muscles to become complacent where they are. Where certain pop singers and non-classical singers, you could let them slide; they'd still could do a good job. But with the operatic voice, you have to challenge it continuously.
You know. Can we talk about certain pop singers real quick?
I bet I know who you're thinking about. I'm also psychic, Filippo.
You're psychic.
Or psychotic.
I believe you're psychic, actually. If I say the name Whitney, does that bring any singer to mind?
Yes.
One
of the most remarkable voices. I mean, I've taught just about everybody can imagine, and she's at the very top of the list. I've never had a voice that had that had the muscularity, and it was her throat was designed. Imagine, meeting somebody who's such a natural at tennis, just pick up the racket and goes for it. She had that kind of throat; it was designed to sing. And with my exercises together with her voice, it was unbelievable. I mean, every day she'd make amazing leaps because her throat was just really, really desirous of those kinds of exercises. But just a remarkable talent.
You know, it's interesting. I think this is a great time to be talking about Whitney as we have Golda here, because on the one hand, people could say, well, Whitney had a voice before she came to you. And actually, that's not even true because she had lost her voice and then came to you.
That's right.
But yes, she did have a voice and she had a fine instrument. And then she lost it for various reasons and then came to you. In the case of Golda, she started with a baby, really, 8 years old. That's a baby in vocal
terms,
right? So what a contrast there.
Indeed.
And what results?
That's right. Yeah, that's true. It's you apply the same principles, but you have to individualize the technique for individual cases. Like in her case, she was like a really unknown. I don't know what an 8 year old voice can do. I'd never had somebody 8 years old before.
Yeah.
So a lot of it was experimental in the beginning. See how she can handle certain vowel sounds, certain parts of her range. And then going from there with Whitney, it's trying to recapture what she already had and try to take it beyond where she already had. Like Whitney had an amazing eval.
Eval?
Her eval was...
Okay.
If you watch her sing, she always sings with a smile. When she sings E, it's always like this. Other people do this. But she does this. Exactly what I teach. Why does she do that? Because it opens the throat in a very precise way. And you get certain kind of resonances by smiling.
Wow.
Right? She understood that intuitively.
I'll have to look at her now. So I know how people say that they've entrusted their careers to you because they're singers and they're using your techniques and At first, they don't know if it's going to work, and then they become believers, right? In the case of Golda, she's entrusted her life, because if her life is to be a singer, this is the foundation.
You know, if I didn't get the results, I wouldn't be sitting here. Because what I do is so contradictory to what is typically taught. If the results were not fast and dramatic, I'd be out of a job fast.
Yeah.
It's only because...
Especially in this...
Yeah, it's only because after one lesson, people say, you know, I do feel, even though it's weird, I do feel my voice changing. Mm. Wow, that's bizarre. That's just the opposite of what I'm being taught. So that's why I was able to succeed, because the results I've gotten were very, very fast.
Yeah, you know, Gary's vocal exercises really like reinvented my voice completely. I could have held longer notes. I could have had a richer, more open, like the soft palate. It opens the back of your throat so that you could be able to sustain these notes. And sure, like I had a beautiful voice to begin with, but he completely helped me create my voice how it is right now.
What was that high note?
That was, I think, a D flat.
Well, a very high D flat.
Very high D flat. Yes, indeed.
Well, Gary, we're coming to the end of our time together, and it feels so unfortunate because I'm having such a good time, and I hope we get to do this again. You have apps for people to be able to study with you virtually, and then of course they can also study with you.
Yes.
And I know in person and via Skype or what have you. So let's give the website again. So GaryCotona.com is the website where they can get a hold of you if they want to study with you in person.
Yes.
Or over Skype, what have you. And then how do they get the app?
The app is called Voice Builder. It's an iPhone, iPad app. You can get it from my website or from iTunes.
Oh, okay. Voice Builder.
Voice Builder.
Okay. And then, of course, themaestropresents.com.
.com. By the way, there's also a book called Revolution in Singing that's an ebook.
Yes.
It's on my website. It's a very nice... The one
you wrote, right?
Yes. If you're in love with singing, really in love with it, you should read the book. It's called A Revolution in Singing.
A Revolution
in Singing.
In Singing.
Yes.
Okay. And is that the one that I was hearing you talk about having something correlating with Caruso's book or some technique that Caruso was singing and then everybody ignored him? What was that?
Yeah, I talk about that. I mean, okay. the Caruso essentially hit upon my approach in the way that he sang, which is remarkable because mostly everybody ignored the greatest tenor of the century.
And yeah, he's known as that.
I mean, and people, it's just one of those, human nature, never underestimate the stupidity of human nature.
Hopefully we've all stopped being stupid at this point in our civilization. So themaestropresents.com, GaryCotona.com, and of course on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/GoldaBerkmanOpera. Gary, this has been a true pleasure, and there's so much more we can explore together. As a matter of fact, Gary does talks, so if you want Gary to come speak for your conference or business, right, you do that.
Once in a while.
I saw you do something with Google, and I was thinking, okay, so what's up with Google? First, they have this Google Glass. Is there a Google Voice coming up, and are you helping them?
You never know. Stay tuned.
You can tell us. Okay. Will you present it on the show if there is?
You got a deal.
All right. Gary, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Prego. Grazie a te.
And Golda, all the best to you in your career.
Thank you.
Looking forward to connecting. Stay with us as we'll be right back after this for our producer's wrap. And again, one more time, GaryCotona.com, themaestropresents.com, and facebook.com/GoldaBerkmanOpera. We'll be right back right after this with our producer's wrap and Mark Lejeune.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Sing. I'm inspired.
We're going to sing, but I just got done cleaning up all the broken glass outside.
That voice, from that high note.
From that high note. And watching all the stunned people. So Gary was talking about how singers like that move, you know, move individuals. And I was watching the people that are in the studio
being mesmerized, moved.
Being moved,
yeah,
amazed. And what a brilliant voice. And Gary's work, in fact, when you were mentioning all those brilliant students of his, you omitted, I think, one.
Did I omit Marc Lejeune?
One of the most important ones. I had the good fortune of being re-inspired to, and I'll use Gary's analogy, to step back out into the playing field.
I remember that.
And I know this is close to your heart because you have been such a champion of me further stepping out onto the field since then. But it was Gary's work and him opening his knowledge and inspiration to me and regaining those vocal muscles and, more importantly, the confidence to use the gift that I have and just enjoy it.
Well, thank you, Gary. Because it's very exciting to hear you sing,
I appreciate that.
I know it is for audiences and friends and family and fans. I do have to say, though, that it wasn't through you that I first heard of Gary Katona. It was through Marco Missinato.
Ah, wonderful.
And then
I didn't know that connection. This is interesting.
Marco studied with Gary Katona.
Reconnected with Gary and having Mark Skelton involved and our whole history there.
I know.
All of the connectivity and synchronicity.
It's like we've been family all along and here we finally are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Oh, should we thank Mark Skelton for this episode?
We should, or should we string it out a few more minutes?
We love Mark Skelton.
Yeah, indeed and we
thank
do.
Thank you, Mark.
Indeed
and,
we do.
And as a matter of fact, he is the producer of The Maestro Presents The Ultimate Diva. And so excited for him and support him as well. And maybe someday we'll have him on the show, maybe when The Ultimate Diva actually premieres.
Again, we did a couple of live events where he trialed his comedic services, and so maybe we can have an expanded opportunity.
Maybe we'll make special appearances.
Indeed. Indeed. I want, before we move off today's topic, I really wanted to connect the dots on one point. Gary mentions how we are the instrument.
Yes.
And the difference there.
Yeah.
And I think he also pointed at the inauthenticity of today's singers.
Mm.
And I've felt for a while the inauthenticity of the bands and the packaging. You just throw people together and formula, and people are so programmed to kind of watch what's put in front of them that they, I think, forgot the feeling or don't realize that the feeling's missing until it's put back in front of them. And so I really applaud what Gary's doing. It's certainly in alignment with what we're trying to do on our show week in and week out in terms of authenticity. But I believe it goes so deep into the core of who we are as humans. This connection with passion and frequency and the vibration that comes from a singer like we've heard today, from so many of the singers that Gary has worked with, from you, Filippo. You know, it's an exciting thing that we're reclaiming the truth of that, I think.
Mm. And with this show, it was great to have Gary share from the places that he shares, and he'll tell you his story, and like he said, he says it's like a Hollywood story. So somebody who wants to put on airs, or that's not where they're going to start,
right?
They're just going to start with right now my successes and where I am.
Sure.
But where he starts, he takes you all the way back to Philadelphia, if we have time, and talks about when he was a child, and I admire that.
Well, it's a fitting place because, of course, a lot of people know Philadelphia from the Rocky movies, and given the sports stories and the story behind that kind of rise to, you know, rags to riches, and the physical nature of Gary's teaching, you know, the connecting with, you know, the vocal,
athleticism,
the strength, the